I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Excessive daytime sleepiness is a common and important symptom that is seen by many medical sleep specialists. To talk about these symptoms is Dr. Robert Verona. He's an adult sleep medicine specialist in the Division of Pulmonary Critical Care, Allergy, and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Verona, from the standpoint of a sleep medicine expert, what exactly is meant by excessive daytime sleepiness?
From our perspective, excessive daytime sleepiness means you are very sleepy or you are actually falling asleep at times during the day that you shouldn't fall asleep. Put another way, it's an increased pressure to sleep.
And what typically does this mean? Where does this lead?
There are a number of consequences, but I think the thing that we worry the most about is potential safety ramifications. Either performing a job where you're exposed to potentially dangerous equipment or something that we all worry about, and that is driving.
And is this a symptom of actual sleep disorders very often?
It certainly can be, but there's a large differential for causes of excessive daytime sleepiness. The thing I try and impress upon to my patients is perhaps the most common cause of sleepiness in this country is not an intrinsic sleep disorder. It's that we simply don't get enough sleep. Americans with our 24/7 type society have decided that sleep, at least to some folks, is an inconvenience. So I think the most important point I can make about excessive daytime sleepiness to the audience is the first thing you do is you assure yourself that you get sufficient sleep. And for an adult, that's in the range of 7 to 8 hours per night. There are a number of other causes of sleepiness. Could be medications you take, such as sleeping pills, antidepressants, drugs that are used to treat seizure disorders. Can be depression. There are other causes of sleepiness. Head trauma can do it. Endocrine disorders, such as thyroid disease, can do it. But in the sleep medicine world, obstructive sleep apnea, central nervous system disorders such as narcolepsy, idiopathic hypersomnia are also causes.
For someone who does seem to have excessive daytime sleepiness and maybe they're falling asleep at times when they don't want to fall asleep, what is the first step then for them to decide, can I do something on my own or do I need to see a specialist?
Well, I think the first thing I would ask them to do is something very simple. Look critically at how much sleep they are getting. And if they're getting sufficient sleep, they're able to fall asleep, stay asleep, they're getting sufficient hours of sleep, and yet they are still fatigued, sleepy, impaired either personally or professionally, they need first to talk to their primary care clinician. That is always the first and best stop. And it may be that the primary care clinician will sort things out. He or she may determine that there's an endocrine problem. They may decide that there's a mood disorder. If the problem is a medication you're taking, you need to talk to your prescribing clinician about whether that drug needs to be continued or something could be used in its stead. But they also may decide that the patient needs a sleep medicine consultation. Go to your clinician and find out what the underlying cause of your sleepiness is. That way, the best treatment, the most specific treatment can be offered. There are some sleep disorders that require medications, but I would urge the public to think about a lot of other treatments first.
Dr. Verona, thanks for this information about excessive daytime sleepiness.
You're quite welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.